بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter that there should be moderation in our ibadat, that is nafal ibadat, and we should see to all our matters, and such ibadat we should do which we can maintain easily and without difficulty. So we read the narration of Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, three different versions and then some various points. Further, now some explanation of that hadith. And that was just to refresh our minds that he had determined to make a lot of ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged him from that and said, do how much you can do comfortably. But he insisted, and later in life he found it difficult, and he was determined that what he had spoken to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will maintain that throughout his life. In his old age he found it difficult to maintain that ibadat and said, had I accepted the leeway Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given, it should have been much more better for me. So with regard to that, sincere worship brings enjoyment, peace and tranquility. When a person works towards his ibadat and on his deen, then namaz, etc., all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala no more are like a duty, but a person starts enjoying them. And he wants to do more and more. And that is a sign that a person is going and reaching towards Allah, when he starts enjoying his ibadat. And what a person enjoys, of course he wants to do more and more. So this is that nafal ibadat, then a person, when he starts getting the reality, he wants to make more ibadat and he enjoys it also. Once a person experiences these benefits, he is likely to be drawn towards additional worship. And what a person enjoys, he wants to do more. So the person will be more devoted and will want to make more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. However, continuous worship can lead to neglect of compulsory duties such as fulfilling the rights of spouses, parents, children and neighbors. And what a person enjoys and gets into very much, and then it is very possible that other important duties start getting neglected. Very easy for us to understand when people are so engrossed on the phone today, and then other necessary things are neglected. People who are sitting near us, they are neglected. We are so busy on the phone. Other of our duties are neglected because we are so busy on the phone. So like that, if we get the enjoyment of namaz and ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, then also there is a possibility that a person will neglect the necessary duties towards other people, towards family members, etc., other duties of his, that he can start neglecting it. Therefore then, the teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and of deen is to adopt moderation. Therefore, to adopt a balance and moderation is of utmost importance. Even when our ibadat, we are told that don't make so much ibadat that you haven't got time at all for your wife, for your children, for your other necessary things, then how much more important it is that for unnecessary things and many times haram things like the phone, and there we spend so much of time on there. It is very necessary that a person controls himself on the phone and limits his time and only does what is necessary for him. And for those that it is not necessary to have the phone, we should not even be having a phone. For those who need it, they can have it, and then also just to the amount that it is necessary. Not going on to haram sites, etc., unnecessary things, wasting our time on that, that is not correct at all. When we are told our nafil ibadat, we can't do so much that we neglect other things, then a thing like the phone and other things, how can that become the cause for us to neglect others? How many problems there are, marriages are breaking up because of the phone, etc. The right of one's spouse is to fulfill his or her natural desires. We have our wives. Our wives have their husbands, and they also want time with one another. in the different things. So we shouldn't be engaged so much in ibadat that we don't give time to one another. The right of one's guest is the host, is to host them with honor and to see to their needs. Also, we should not be making so much ibadat that we haven't got time to host people, to entertain, to host people in the limits is also a great part of our deen. To be hospitable is a very great aspect also. So our ibadat must not be so much that we haven't got time to host our guests also, and we haven't got time to sit with them. The rights of one's children is to spend on their basic needs and to teach them the essentials of Islam. Today, it must not be also what our ibadat so much that we don't even have time for our children. Like with the phone, we are so much engaged that we haven't got time for our children. All what we do is give them a phone to keep them busy on the phone also. And in this way we are destroying ourselves completely. The result of this won't be seen immediately, but in 5-10 years, the effects of the phone, everyone will see how it has destroyed his family, his religion, his peace of mind, everything. We should be very careful in the usage of it, and we are being manipulated by the phone to go onto sites that we don't want to, that we hate to, but it takes us onto those sites. And we get involved in so many wrong things. And we should well understand that when our ibadat we are not allowed to make so much that we neglect our children, we neglect our families, etc., then where can the phone be ever permissible that we use it in that way? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to make our lives correct according to the true teaching. Islam and the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are 100% perfect for us. It is for us to adopt to them, but unfortunately we don't. The phone is a recent new thing that has come into our lives, but how all of us have taken to the phone. And Islam is there always for us, but we haven't taken to Islam and we haven't given ourselves to sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us. And the phone is not going to help us in the qabr, in the akhirah. The deen of Islam, the deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the only thing that will help us in the qabr, in the akhirah. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand that and make our lives accordingly.